No, I'm the one that's got the big complaints. I'm going to start out. Look, I understand when you start a game and you're 4-for-24 from the field. You know, and you're just not getting, you know, you score 21 points in the first half. Okay. You're hoping to get off to a better start in the second half. Somehow, some way, you get through the first half, and despite your 4-for-24 and whatever, the free throw line does keep you in it. No question. Definitely keeps you in it. And you are down 8 at halftime. So, like, okay, you know, can you close the gap? Well, then you don't close the gap. You fall behind by 15. So you're playing uphill, 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 uphill all day. And all of a sudden, about 9 minutes to go, you hit some stride. Okay. You hit stride. And you've been playing, for the most part, you know, first part of the second half, you didn't play great defense. Yeah. The only part of the game you didn't play great defense was the first part of the second half. Amori got some slam, got what, 3 slam dunks. And all of a sudden you hit stride and you're back to playing the defense you played in the first half. And then you start hitting some shots. You play a far more normal second half, 47% from the field. Now you're hitting some threes. And you battle your guts back all the way to tie it at 55. Okay? They get some free throws. They weren't very good at the free throw line, Rutgers. Sam hits a 3. And then there's 7.2 seconds to go. Okay. So now you're down 1. 7.2 seconds to go. And Mulcahy, who is a good player, I think he makes good, for the most part, he makes good decisions. He really is the facilitator in that team. He's exactly the guy, if I'm Steve Peichel, I want taking the ball out of bounds. Micah Shrewsbury makes a great move and puts Jelani White in the game for the first time all day. Why? Because of his length and his jumping ability. So Mulcahy goes to throw the ball in. And Jelani's jumping up and down, and Mulcahy can't get the ball in. Now, I don't really know if, you know, I don't think it's a 5-second violation. But he throws the ball in. Now, there's 7.2 on the clock. The ball doesn't touch White. The ball doesn't touch Ron Harper. It touches the first person, is Seth Lundy. What does the clock say when Lundy touches the ball? 5.8. They started the clock. They started the clock too soon. Clock doesn't start until somebody touches the ball. So the end sequence goes through, right? And Pickett puts it back. Guess what? Sitting there, like, man, when you've done as many games as we've done, you're like, man, that felt fast. Something's not, didn't feel right about that. Well, we've got stuff we have to do. I mean, right away we got Micah on the line for the post-game show, which you just heard on the network. So we talked to him. We don't bring it up because, again, we haven't really looked at it yet, but it seemed wrong. But he didn't bring it up because he hadn't looked at it yet. All right. And then we have to do the stats, so he didn't get a chance to look at it. Now, before we get to the third one, Dick is really looking at it, Dick Girardi. He's really looking at it. He says, oh, man. I said, what? He says, Seth's the first person to touch the ball. Nobody else touched it. He said 1.4 seconds ran off the clock before he touched the ball. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. He says, I don't really know how to time this out with Pickett. I said, well, it's easy to time out with Pickett. Okay, from the time, I said, Lundy touches it, said, set your stopwatch, because Dick was using a stopwatch. He said, set your stopwatch to 7.2, and if Pickett gets the shot off, Pickett got the shot off at like 0.4. Asher, you got to be kidding me. So I said, well, let's see. Let's just see if it hit anybody. Did it hit White? Well, that's one thing right away you can see right away. White, Lonnie never touches the ball. Jelani never touches the ball. I mean, he's jumping up and down, but he doesn't touch. In fact, he doesn't really come close to touching it. But boy, he did a great job of fouling up Mulcahy's vision. But he doesn't touch it. Harper's close, but he doesn't touch it either. He's close, but he doesn't touch it. First person to touch it is Lundy. And I said, you, now we talked about it briefly in the final segment, once we kind of pieced it all together. And you sit there and you just... I'm driving back yesterday. And I'm just, I was steaming mad about it. Because every time I turn around, there's something bizarre or different that happens that just isn't right. And you know it's not right. And, well, got to go to the next game, which, by the way, I've done. I've already got the Minnesota game prepped. And should Penn State win, I've got the Ohio State game prepped because that's the next opponent. You know, because you got to make sure you stay ahead of the game in this thing. Okay. And you do a game at Illinois where you get outscored 15-1 at the free throw line, where the only time a Penn State player gets to the free throw line is 5 minutes into the game on a three-point shot. And for the last 35 minutes, not one single foul is committed that puts Penn State at the free throw line. Okay. All right, I've got the game in front of me here. There was a play, Lundy's going down the lane. And we had a wide open look. And Hawkins kind of bumped him at the foul line. He bumped him halfway down the lane line. Boom. Then, boom, hit him again. It's like, and Dick looked at me. He says, what are you going to do to get a foul around here? I said, don't look at me. I have no idea. And then, of course, there was the play where Hawkins hustles after the ball. Right? Dredd hustles after the ball. They tie it up. They call the foul on Dredd. Penn State would have had the alternate possession. Now, does Penn State win? I don't know. But Penn State have missed 9 straight shots. They were 1 for their last 11. So none of that helped. But at the same time, you look at stuff like that and you go, you have to be kidding me. Really? Because Dredd looked over at everybody at the bench. He's like, what are you talking about? I just tied the ball up. All right. And they called a foul on. And that meant, of course, Hawkins goes to the free throw line. And you just shake your head and say, you know, okay. All right. I talked about it Friday, how much I respect the guys that did the game. I think Paul and Kimball and Brooks, all three are really good officials. But when it's done, you're like, you're outscored 15-1 and only one foul in the Illinois game was deliberate by Penn State to put Illinois at the line. So only one was. So only two of the free throws were from a deliberate foul. That was it. And then I see yesterday's game and the clock starts when nobody touches the ball. Like I said, you're watching it in real time, and of course, you know, I'm like, you when you've done as many games as we've done, you know when it seems slow and like, hey, did the clock start? Or you know when it seems fast, like, that was fast. That didn't feel right, and it didn't feel right. Now, I called it straight on the air. You know, he puts the shot up to win the game, no good. Pickett puts it back, but it's too late, and Rutgers survives. That's how I called it. All right. And then, but then you sit back, and it's over, and like that seemed fast. And then you know, between stopwatches and everything else, you're like, oh, you've got to be kidding me! 1.4 seconds ran off the clock before the ball was touched. Really? So you're trying to piece, did White touch it? Okay, because you're trying to be, you want to make sure. Nope. Did Harper touch it? Was close, but no. So you can sit there and go, well, they are 4-for-24 and the Stars are good. Please, it's a 40-minute game. You want to know how many baskets Rutgers scored in the final 5 minutes and 35 seconds? How many baskets do you think Rutgers had in the final 5:35, Matt, of this 40-minute game?
Two.
None. Rutgers didn't have a single basket the last 5:35 of the game. It's a 40-minute game. Penn State created a Rutgers scoring drought the last 5.5 minutes from the field. Okay? With excellent defense, plus Rutgers was trying to run clock, right? Because, you know, they were trying to shorten the game, Rutgers was. And they got away from what they were doing. And Penn State, in turn, would come down, convert. Boom, come down, get a stop. All right, convert. All of a sudden, you know, now the game pressure's on, and Rutgers didn't handle the game pressure down the stretch very well because all the game heat was on them. But then this happens, and you sit back and say, you've got to be kidding me. And then I'm wondering when I got home, I said, well, eventually see what, you know, what the BTN guys have to say about this. How about nothing? They acted as if it was like, oh, boy, Rutgers really needed that win. Well, how about this? How about Rutgers probably didn't win the game? How about that one? Take a look at it, Matt, when you get a chance. Take a look at the end of the game. 1.4 seconds goes off the clock.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a second look at this because just when I was watching it, it looked like that there was some confusion with the ball, and I thought that Penn State just didn't know, whoever had the ball at the time, just didn't know if they knew the timeout situation or not, because something felt off. I definitely agree with you there. But I just thought it was somebody not knowing the situation, which happens sometimes, and
no,
then Penn State,
I mean,
was too late. But no, this perfectly explains it.
Lundy got the ball, and Lundy looked up, and he said, I got to get rid of this thing, because, you know, when he got rid of it with I don't know, he gets it at 5.8, then he turns, so it takes a little bit to turn, and looks up and goes, and he got rid of it. The Sessoms, and Sessoms comes down, and Sessoms puts the ball up. He looked at Dredd, but Omori is closing on Dredd, and with those long arms of his, he's closing on him. So that's why I think Sam said, hey, look, it might get blocked, so I better take it. All right? So I understand why Sam did. Everybody for Penn State did everything right on that play. White did, Lundy did, Sessoms did. Sam made the right choice. I think his inclination was go to Miles on the wing, but Amore's really running at him. And so Penn State doesn't do anything wrong. It's just like, man, that was fast. I don't know.
No, I didn't notice this, so maybe you saw it, Steve. Did Micah talk to the officials afterwards to, like, even to take a look at it? Is that something they can review?
No, he congratulates Steve Peichel.
Okay.
That's what he did. It seemed and felt fast, but I didn't say anything about it, and I didn't ask him about it because at that point I only had a gut feeling, but it was fast, but I didn't know for sure. And it wasn't until I said, you know, it's like, we got to look. And Dick took a long, hard look at it. He looked at it first. Okay. He's the one that looked at it first, and he really took a long look at it, and then finally I got a look at it, and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding. It's like, it's just one of those, like, under the category, you got to be kidding me, really? It's just, you just walk out of these places sometimes. You say to yourself, you feel like you've seen every conceivable thing, and now you see this. Well, that's one I hadn't seen before. Now, it's funny, when the clock doesn't start, everybody's aware of it, right? Okay? Everybody's aware when the clock doesn't start. But boy, I'll tell you, very few people are aware when the clock starts early. And it, look, and the three officials are looking for a thousand things. They're not looking at the clock, okay? So this is not them, all right? But after a while, you just kind of sit back. And there's a party just like is getting sick of all these different elements that come up. Just have, you know, it'd be nice if everybody just went out and did their job. Do your job. Right? And whoever's in charge of that thing didn't do their job. Oh well.
Just looked at it, clear as day. That's a bad miss on the officials.
Well,
they should have noticed that, blew the whistle, went to the scores table and fixed it.
Yeah, but see, they got a lot going on, so I'm not talking about them. It's just that the whole thing's, the other part's wrong.